2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have clouds and 46 degrees.
A couple of crashes, one in West Jordan, the other in Bountiful. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, police in Clinton are coordinating with law enforcement in Nevada and California while they search for a 3-year-old girl abducted by her mother last night. The abduction led to the confusing Amber Alert you probably received. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is joining us live. Nick, do police have any idea where this baby is?
They do not, Jeff, and that's perhaps the most frightening part of this entire situation, not only for the family, but investigators as well. Clinton police say 25-year-old Taylor Webb took little Audrey Westfall from a grandmother's house yesterday. Police have pinged Webb's cell phone, which gave them an indication she's heading toward her hometown of Modesto, California. And Lieutenant Sean Stoker has a message for Webb.
Please get in contact with us. Help us understand that Audrey is safe. Help us understand what is going on. Let's make sure that everyone is safe, and then we'll figure the rest out. We can work through the rest.
Anyone with information about Audrey Westfall, Taylor Webb, or their location is asked to call Davis County Dispatch or simply dial 911. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
That Amber Alert last night didn't go as smoothly as the Department of Safety would have liked. The notification told everyone, call 511 for more information, but most people got a busy signal. With us now, KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce. Kelly, what is the state saying today?
Jeff, the Department of Public Safety says they want to do better after people overwhelm that 511 phone line looking for information about missing baby Audrey Westfall. Spokesperson Marissa Cody says last night's Amber Alert directed people to call 511 because police did not have a description of her mother's getaway car.
We're going to fix what didn't go well. It's important that we're getting that information out there. We take it very seriously.
It's the second time in 2 months an Amber Alert has confused people. The message Gray Toit was sent hours before a South Salt Lake infant was found safe, rather, in September. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 402. Police say this man groped a teenage girl at a high school football game. Todd, now he's being charged?
Yes, Jeff. 24-year-old Tyler Johnson Williams is accused of sexual battery. Court papers say the 14-year-old girl said at a game in September, Williams asked her and her friends about kissing boys, and then he grabbed her. An officer says after the girl's report, he talked with 8 other girls from elementary school age through junior high, and they said Williams was going around asking them how old they are, what school they go to, and asking them if they wanted a kiss. Williams is due in court on December 11th. Cops will be working hundreds of OT shifts to look for you without your seatbelt on. The Utah Department of Public Safety has actually gone to the theater to tell you about it. And KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says cops are rolling out 5 different videos to drive the message home.
The videos spoof a number of recognizable movie characters like Batman and Harry Potter with the message, put your seatbelt into action. The videos will play in area movie theaters as well as on social media.
Calculator ticket starts next week, goes through December 1st. And we now know who's going to help Salt Lake City's new mayor ease into her chair. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz, live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Todd, Erin Mendenhall announcing her transition team today. 17 people will lead 8 issue-specific teams over things like housing, homelessness, the environment, to help her prep for taking over as Salt Lake's mayor. Meantime, another Democrat taking another step towards the White House. New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg hasn't decided if he's running, but
took another step towards that process when he filed with the Federal Election Commission and declared himself a candidate for president.
He's also filed to be on the ballot in 5 more states. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayers, KSL News Radio.
Got a driving hassle for the weekend for you. They're fixing a water line, so UDOT is restricting lanes on Bangor Highway at 6200 South. Starting Friday night and going through Monday morning, only 1 northbound lane and 2 southbound lanes will be open. Some emotional closing statements as the day's impeachment hearings have come to a close. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the top Republican on the panel, Devin Nunes, called the hearings a show trial.
I have stressed in these hearings that the whistleblower complaint was merely a pretext for Donald Trump's political opponents to do what they've been trying to do since he was elected. Oust the president from office.
Committee Chairman Adam Schiff countered that the president pushed Ukraine to investigate Democrats and withheld military aid.
And in my view, there is nothing more dangerous than an unethical president who believes they are above the law. And I would just say, we are better than that. Adjourned.
Top White House officials and six Republican senators have met to discuss the strategy for a possible Senate impeachment trial for the president. A Senate aide says participants expressed more interest in voting as soon as they have 51 votes to acquit the president than in setting a specific timetable. No final decisions were made on a trial. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls an indictment against him part of a witch hunt. He was indicted on fraud, breach of trust, and bribery charges. The indictment does not require Netanyahu to resign, but it is expected to raise pressure on him to step down. And Congress today approving a stopgap spending bill to keep the government running. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the measure will give negotiators another month to wrap up more than $1.4 trillion in unfinished appropriations bills.
So we're ready for the negotiation, and hopefully it will take place expeditiously.
The president is signing the bill just moments ago. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 4:05.